Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. It's a beautiful winter morning here in Western New York, and we are really a 12-month, year-round city. Don't believe the negativity of what you might hear that it's too cold. No, it's too nice here in Buffalo. We have something to do each and every month, and it starts right here at Western New York at Work. And to kind of get the morning conversation started, I'd like to say good morning to our guest co-host, Mr. D.C. Dwayne Cumberlander. D.C., good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, Dan?
I'm doing great.
Great. Wow, you say Buffalo is always something to do.
It's always something to do.
Yeah, I'm going dog sledding this morning.
Okay. You better take some lessons.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, no, also, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Do you want to reveal what age it is?
Much younger.
Much younger. Okay. We'll come back to that. But again, you're listening to Western New York at Work. I'm your host, Dale Martin. Each and every Sunday morning, we have a unique conversation. We typically have a guest in studio with us to talk about what he or she does, the mission of the organization. The show is always fluid. Well, I should say the conversation is always fluid. You never know what you can expect. We always have a full menu lineup for our listeners. But we always start with the sports update. So that being said, good morning, Louie. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dale. What's going on?
Oh, man. Crazy things are happening this morning.
Absolutely.
The unexpected, the unanticipated.
Yep, and in sports, we got the All-Star weekend for pretty much every sport. So kind of a fun weekend gearing up for the Super Bowl next week, which is going to be a fun show.
Absolutely. So take it away.
All right. Two Sabres participated in yesterday's NHL All-Star game in San Jose. Both Jack Eichel and Jeff Skinner scored goals for the Atlantic Division, but the Metropolitan Division got the victory 7-4. The Metropolitan went on to win the All-Star Tournament, defeating the Central Division 10-5 in the finals. Penguins forward Sidney Crosby wins All-Star MVP with 8 points in 2 games. The Sabres return from the All-Star break on Tuesday, taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets on the road at 7 o'clock. Buffalo looks to get back into the playoff race, currently trailing the Penguins by 4 points for the final wildcard spot. In football, the Pro Bowl kicks off today in Orlando at 3 o'clock. Kyle Williams puts the Bills helmet on for one last time, representing Buffalo on the All-Star game. The 2019 Reese's Senior Bowl concluded yesterday with the North getting the victory 34-24 over the South. Two UB Bulls participated in the game, including Buffalo quarterback Tyree Jackson, who finished 13 of 21 for 165 yards and 2 touchdowns with 1 run for 11 yards. UB wide receiver Anthony Johnson had 1 reception for 14 yards. At the Australian Open, Novak Djokovic has won his 7th straight Australian Open Championship and 3rd consecutive Grand Slam title, defeating Rafael Nadal this morning in dominating fashion 3-0. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors won their 10th straight game yesterday, taking down the Boston Celtics 115-111. Kevin Durant led the way with 33 points. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the games with a nice slice of Bocce's. I'm Louis DiBiase for ESPN 1520.
Okay, welcome back to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation, live here at ESPN 1520 AM. And again, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people that make it happen. And today is going to be a very unique conversation because we're going to touch on a topic that really doesn't get talked about enough. And it really affects our teens. And where I'm going with this conversation is that in Erie County alone, we have one of the highest rates as it relates to teen pregnancy. And there are some preventative measures that are really been that are happening on a community-wide level. And it's giving our teens hope. It's giving our parents hope. It's giving our community a lot of hope. And so as we introduce this conversation, I want to preface it with a starting message. And so, Louis, I would like to see if you can just open up our conversation with that dialogue of the message.
A nonprofit organization aimed at helping Buffalo teens stay healthy and fight teen pregnancy is moving full steam ahead.
The secret to this organization's success is a youth outreach team that sees firsthand the struggles teen parents have to work through. The numbers here in Buffalo speak for themselves. For every 1,000 girls between the ages of 15 and 19, about 68 girls become pregnant. So, how can one group help?
Joelle Richards is part of Hope Buffalo.
Because it makes a true difference. Makes me a better person, and it helps me inspire and educate others, which that makes me happy at the end of the day.
As a youth outreach leader, Richards talks to people his age about teen pregnancy. The 17-year-old also works with other youth leaders to help adults at Hope Buffalo be more effective with their approach. Rather than talking for or at teens, the organization works with teens.
Finding out what even me, like what I want, what other teens want, just bringing those ideas together and to have caring adults like by our side, helping, you know, make things happen, make things work is fantastic.
Hope Buffalo started on a mission to reduce teen pregnancy rates in Buffalo, but the group takes a broad approach, connecting teens to resources for mental health, housing, and other topics.
It's an honor working with this community and being a big impact on it. It's a great feeling knowing that I'm doing my part and to help out, and I'm truly humbled to have this opportunity.
The goal of the organization is to help teens in Buffalo make smart, healthy choices in all aspects of their lives.
Wow, what an incredible message. And I think really Hope Buffalo is doing an amazing thing, the pledge for healthy teens and a growing community. And that being said, I'd like to welcome Mr. Stan Martin, who is a senior trainer and director at Hope Buffalo here in the city of Buffalo. Stan Martin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dale.
Stan, good morning to you. How are you today?
I'm doing well in snowy Buffalo.
Okay. Well, the snow never stops. It doesn't stop the movement. It doesn't stop us. And certainly it's not stopping you because you are really a man on a mission with a cause.
Well, thank you, Dale. Thank you for the wonderful introduction and also for the opportunity to appear on your show today.
Okay, great. Well, share with our listeners in the audience, really kind of take us back a little bit, brief history of what Hope Buffalo is.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for, that introduction in terms of the clip as well. Hope Buffalo actually started almost, I would say, 3.5 years ago. We received a grant from the Office of Adolescent Health, $10 million over 5 years, so that's roughly $2 million annually. We're currently in our fourth year, and as the intro stated, our goal was to reduce teen pregnancy by 30%, over that period of time, and really looking at, communities that had high rates, of teen pregnancy, and also, look at the social determinants of health, some of the root causes of those issues. So we're very excited, about the program, about this opportunity, and I think more importantly, to highlight that this isn't something that, is driven by bureaucratics or government policy making, so to speak, but really by the youth and by the community. And we're just happy to provide a platform, for them to actualize you know, their vision for, you know, addressing a complex issue.
Okay, fantastic. Now, Stan, one of the things we're going to cover today, we're really going to talk, you know, not just the mission, we're going to talk about the success, as well as what we need to do more of going forward. So now let's start with that success piece. What would you say some of the maybe initial success factors have been to date? Or I should say accomplishments.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, a major accomplishment or success has been, though, when we first started, you know, along this journey, we didn't rush into implementation. We really wanted to hear from the youth, really wanted to hear from the community in terms of what would be different. You know, what, you know, instead of doing the same things that we've always done and getting the same results, as the saying goes, you know, that's crazy, you know. So right. We wanted to really have those conversations with the community and see, you know, what are their hopes, what are their aspirations that could really make this, you know, be successful. And through those interviews, you know, the community actually came up, you know, with the branded name of Hope Buffalo. And HOPE is an acronym that stands for health, you know, increasing access to health services, opportunity. It felt as though, you know, that, you know, there's assets in the community that we need to leverage to provide, you know, quality education, access to employment as well. And also, you know, certainly, you know, our primary focus is on prevention of teen pregnancy prevention. And also, if we could, you know, not only prevent unhealthy things happening before they started, you know, but also looking at, you know, addressing, going to the wells, we like to say, you know, to change that trajectory, more importantly. And also education, you know, making sure that whether you're a youth or an adult, that you have, you know, the correct information, accurate information to make informed decisions. So as a result of that, Dale, I would say we've been able to engage and mobilize over 40 different organizations, including youth, who come to the table on a monthly basis, you know, mm-hmm. to implement evidence-based programs, to look at some of the promising practices, things that may not have been tried or, you know, been proven to be successful, and really create a space and a platform that allows the, once again, the youth and the community to play a leadership role in addressing, you know, this complex issue. So, and they've consistently come to the table, you know, over 3.5 months, you know, to do this type of work. And the work takes place at an individual level. We're starting to see, you know, as Joel mentioned, we're starting to highlight or build a community of caring adults. We're also addressing, you know, systems changes, looking at some of the systems that create barriers to services and focus more on building bridges, you know, that allow, you know, people to access services. And also, you know, to examine some of the policies as well. So, you know, there's still a lot of work to do mm-hmm. surrounding this issue. And, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge ahead.
You know something I almost want to say, y'all? Thank you very much, Stan, for being on the show. It was great talking to you. That was a mouthful. But this is Dwayne, by the way. And I guess the thing that I wanted to ask you is this. You know, because you mentioned a lot of things there. What is the one thing that you think you are most proud of that Hope Buffalo has done?
I think the one thing that I am most proud of, Dwayne, and that is of our youth, you know, and I think, you know, your clip that you all, you know, played earlier as part of the intro mm-hmm. exemplifies that. You know, this isn't, you know, a script or something that, you know, just happens overnight by accident. And hearing that young man, you know, talk about, you know, what Hope Buffalo has, you know, meant to him, and also, you know, how he has, you know, reached back and given back to his community, you know, to have hope, you know, to have aspirations, to be a part of, quote unquote, something that is positive, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, investing in our children, investing in our young people, because they're the future leaders of tomorrow.
That's
they're
great.
Going to be the ones who make a difference.
Okay. Well, guys, you know what? We're going to take a very short break. And for our listener and our audience out there, don't go anywhere. We have more great conversation on the other side of this break.
During Heart Health Month this February, Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine and the Boulevard Mall invite you to participate in the Healthy Living, Healthy You Wellness Fair on Saturday, February 23rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bring the kids to play at the Explore and More Museum Corner. Come out and meet Sabres alumni, retired Buffalo Bills player Donald Jones, and children's book author Dee Romito as they support healthy living. Get your blood pressure taken, enjoy Tai Chi, yoga, and other live demonstrations on the stage, and sample Buffalo cuisine with food trucks in the mall parking lot. There will be health resources and vendors and other fun activities. Vendors can reserve a table at buffalohealthyliving.com. Click on the image of the health fair poster on the website or call 716-796-9718 for information. All event proceeds will be donated to the Buffalo Niagara Heart Association. Live healthy and bring the whole family to this great event.
Whenever you need a ride, ride local. Locally owned Liberty Cab is Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company. For over 40 years, Liberty Cab has provided safe, secure, comfortable transportation. Whether you're going a few miles or long distance, call Liberty Cab 24/7 at 877-7111 or download their new Curb app and get a $15 credit with the promo code Liberty. Ride local with Liberty Cab, Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM. And today we're having a Hope Buffalo conversation, and that conversation is really centered around the greatest gift of all, our kids, our teens. And we're fortunate to have Stan Martin on the line with us today to kind of, you know, jumpstart that conversation. And I believe we have the Deputy Director Maisha Drayton, who might also be on the line. So let's just start with her to see if Maisha is there. Maisha, can you hear us? Are you there?
I can hear you. Hello.
Hello. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Wow. Well, you know what? I think this conversation is now about to grow exponentially because we have both Stan and Maisha on the line. Stan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, fantastic. Now, you know, I think it's setting that we move into part two of today's conversation. And Stan, you did a great job with kind of giving us the broader overview of the vision and the mission, as well as the accomplishment. Now, Maisha, what we'd like to do is kind of hear from your side, because you're one of the ones that is really in the trenches and working firsthand with some of the teens.
Well, I'm not as hand-in-hand with the teens as I used to be. However, I do work hand-in-hand with our young adult section, which is the next stage of Hope Buffalo. All the hard work that our community has done has really garnered, like Stan said, a lot of goodwill and momentum with our movement to really expand into our work of addressing health disparities across different realms. And so we have another project called CARS, Community Approaches to Reducing STIs, which was based out of all the hard work of Hope Buffalo, and it really addresses the high disparities in STI, sexually transmitted infections, in African American and Black young adults. So I'm starting with adolescents 15 to 19, but then really focusing on the 18 to 24-year-olds. So we have a community advisory board, and it's made up of seven wonderful young people, and they're coming together to really figure out what's the problem in our community. Why do we have these high rates? And as Stan said, it always goes back to the social determinants of health, poverty, the byproducts of poverty. And they've created this great intervention, this activity, this event to really hit it where it hurts. That's what we like to say, where the biggest issues are, and that's stigma. So that's who I'm working with more, the young adults.
Okay. And I'm currently looking at your website, and it says one of the messages, there are several messages, my life is my plan. I'm in charge of my life. And these are messages that are coming directly from the teens. So I guess it's only fitting that as an advisory board or advisory committee, that those, shouldn't say teens, but those adults, young adults, are taking the lead. They're taking a charge to be a part of the solution.
Yes, most definitely. the young people that we recruited and engaged, they weren't the typical young people that are involved in a lot of public health. They have networks in all different realms, from social justice. Some are small business owners. Some were just getting out of high school. Some were in college. But they didn't really understand about public health. They said, we didn't know this existed. They didn't know that realm of how social justice can intersect with health disparities. And so those are the type of messages that this is our community. These are our choices. They have a little more autonomy than the teens that are in high school. So they could go places. They don't have a lot of parents saying, you can't do this. And so they really have a lot of power in understanding that we're in this place of kind of like just getting out of teenagers, just becoming adults. We're making these decisions. We sometimes don't have all the information that we need. And we know that these kind of decisions at this age really can set up for the rest of their lives. A lot of us can look back and say, oh, some of the things I did when I was 21 or 20, I wish sometimes I could do a do-over and I'd be set up better than I am now. So we're offering a lot of information and knowledge and tools. And actually, one of our young people has now started a career in the field of public health because of being exposed to these different this different information and these meetings and different organizations. And it really lit a fire under her to be a part of it.
That's great. I mean, Aisha, well, first of all, good morning. This is Dwayne. You know, one of the things I always tell my sons, you know, it doesn't cost to have sex, but having sex with the wrong person can be very costly. Would you say that's part of the message that you're trying to convey?
Well, I don't like to put a value on a wrong person. I don't see a wrong person. And I would say that the more information that our young people have, the better they're set up to make decisions. And that's how we place it. We don't put a right or wrong. We say, if you do this, these are the risks. This is what could happen. Mm-hmm. If you do this, this is what could happen. We place it in front. Because at the end of the day, it's their lives.
Right.
So that's one of the things that I would love and would love to put a pin in about the wrong person, the stigma and the shame that comes along with having sex in young people's communities, particularly in the Black community, because that's what we're talking about. Our high-risk populations are anyone that connects to the African diaspora, so Black people, African-American people.
Okay.
And there's a huge stigma around sex and sex positivity and what that means. There's a lot of, oh, don't do this, don't do that, but not a lot of information. What could happen if you did this?
Right.
How would you feel if this happened? So opening up the conversation and taking that wrong and right out of it, but saying this is information and what's wrong for you may be right for someone else. Again, that's a value. However, if these are the facts, medically, scientifically, socially, and this is where do your values lie?
Okay, that's great. And that's a lot. And it's wonderful. It's fantastic of what the young adults and the teens are being exposed to and how it's helping to jumpstart their careers as the example that you have provided. What are some of the maybe current or immediate initiatives or things that are happening or you would like to see happen as this movement continues to grow?
Well, as far as the cars, they've created this wonderful event. Like I said, it's called Pop and Play. And we're usually the interventions are very, you know, medical based, like we're going to teach you this and then you can do this. But the young people said, show me the dopamine. What they're saying is they're looking for pleasure when they're on their phones. Every time they get a ding, a new text or someone likes one of their photos, they get a rush. And so they say, why can't we connect that with making good choices or making knowledge-filled choices, making something feel good about being your best self? So they create this wonderful event. It happens four times a year. We just had one Friday. I'm still recovering because they're young people, so they like to have them late. We were there till 1 in the morning. And it's this event that creates safety, and there's a TED Talk. We call it a STED Talk, STD. They talked about self-care and how that's revolutionary and talking about the stigma that comes around the LGBTQ plus community and how that we need to take care of one another. We talked about STI testing, and also there was a social justice poet there. There's music, there's dancing, there's a condom bar. So we do this. The next one will be in March, and we'll
we'll release that to people. But that's the what they've worked on, and it really is bringing people. It's bringing resources. It's bringing information. It's bringing access to health care to the community, and it's created by them for them.
And I'm also hearing from this message, it's also bringing families closer together, because if my son or daughter was a part of something like this, you know, I'm going to not only be encouraged, but I'm going to support them by, you know, just being a part of, you know, anything that, you know, activity driven that they would request of me. So I'm just assuming that it's bridging even a conversation within the home, as well as getting the parents out to make sure that, you know, their son or daughter has transportation to even get to those future events.
Yes, this has been a theme since, you know, the beginning of Hope Buffalo. Young people have said, so the teens have said how I've received so much knowledge and I've been able to pass it on to my parent. So not just the peer-to-peer, but the families, as you said, we have a program called Families Talking Together, and for the Latinx community. So families are learning how to talk to their young people about their values around sex and early initiation and having babies at young ages. They get to talk about them. And again, people, all the young people have said at least one time during this, every single one of them said, I get to talk to my parents about this, and they listen to me. And we've had parents talk about how they've seen their children grow and how they're more self-confident, and how they were talking to their own pediatrician saying, no, I know I can be talked about that. I know, knowing their rights. And so it's just been a wonderful ripple effect. Like we said, it's a community-led event, a community-led movement. And it's been wonderful to see the change.
And also, let me just add one thing in here. And it reminds me, everything you've said, both you and Stan, reminds me, and it's all coming together. You're putting the puzzle together, this picture. I'm framing. And every meeting, your meetings that you have once a month, Stan opens the meeting up with a certain message. And hopefully he is still on the line, and he can share what that opening remark that he makes at each and every meeting. And I think it starts with, if you want to go. So, Stan, if you're on the line, can you fill in the blank?
Sure, Dale. If you want to go fast, it's an African proverb, excuse me. You know, and basically, you know, it's, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And, you know, that has been our mantra, you know, over the past three and a half years since our inception. And just to highlight, you know, our teen pregnancy prevention arm has one separate funding stream. CARS, which, you know, Maisha so eloquently, you know, described, they have their own separate, you know, funding stream. And we also have another initiative called REACH, Racial and Ethnic Approaches to Community Health, which we just received another, you know, five-year grant, you know, to address the high rates of health disparities, in particular chronic diseases amongst the African-American population, which really, I just want to highlight, exemplifies Hope Buffalo's commitment. These are, you know, movements, initiatives happening under the umbrella of Hope Buffalo, but more importantly, this is our commitment to the community, and they all are youth and community-led.
Stan, I want to jump in here real quick. Excuse me. One of the things, like financial wellness, okay, a lot of times youth learn through bad habits, okay? And it's just like, you can't learn about sex in the same manner from your parents, you know? So that's what I see is one of the greatest things about Hope Buffalo, is that you actually put the knowledge there on the table, because you're not going to learn about sex through examples from your parents. Would you say that to be true?
Well, what I would say, I think, Duane, thank you for the question. And what we've tried to build is a community, once again, going back to my statement earlier, is a community of caring adults. So that, you know what, let's take a strength-based approach. If someone is uncomfortable or doesn't have the opportunity to talk to, whether it's a parent or, you know, an adult caretaker in his or her life or their life, you know what, there are other resources, there's other people in the community that they could go to for information.
Wow. And that stand, unfortunately, I have to jump in here because we have run out of time. This is a great conversation, but we want to make sure we get your contact information out there for anyone who wants more information between yourself or Maisha. How can someone contact your office to be involved?
I would say definitely go to our website, www.hopebuffalo.org. Once again, www.hopebuffalo.org. I think that would probably be the easiest way to contact us and to find out more information about all three of the initiatives that Maisha and I talked about this morning.
Fantastic. We have to say thank you to both. I can't wait for the next Hope Buffalo conversation. Buffalo, you've been listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and today's Hope Buffalo conversation from Stan and Maisha. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy your week, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.